Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Self Mastery Audio Experience Podcast. My name is Franklin Jennings. I got to my left my boy Michael Maestro Turner. What's good, brother? Yes, knocking him out. Oh, left, right. Left, right on him.
What the devil going to do with
him? What the devil going to do? Left, right on him. And to my right, I got my man Justin Ross of JC Desserts. What's good?
Yes, sir. It's good.
We good.
Yeah, man. Something slight.
The hoodie is fire.
Something from my brother.
The hoodie speaks to exactly your flow, your style, I think. Yeah. Like that joint, it's nice, straight to the point. Ain't nothing to miss or unnecessary space taken up. So, yeah, man, good luck on
Malcolm.
That.
But you, if you didn't realize, I made this shirt.
I was going to say, I see that too.
It was made to be so sleek, like just to be like regular wear.
Right. I like that. Yeah, he ordered, man.
And he's like, hold on, what do I say? Yeah.
I like that, man. It's a good look.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, we good. We up in here. Yes. Let's get to it, man. Yo, Stro, man, what was going on today, man? What you have going on today, man?
What's going on? So just going to get an inspection.
And
I ain't going to lie to you. I just put it off. It's like cops won't stop you. I won't press. If y'all not pressed, I'm not pressed.
I know
I did start hearing some knocking and stuff. I'm talking about, bruh, listen to me, bro. When I say you got to be a good steward over what you have.
Right.
And you know, Coach was saying, look, man, Coach E.T., he was saying, wealth is not getting more. Wealth is managing a little.
Okay, I like that.
It's managing a little bit
well,
and then that becomes more.
Gotcha.
You're not getting more necessarily, like getting more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally, like I put 10 grand, and I put, let's not be so, I don't want to, like, just totally can't conceive the idea, maybe because of where they are financially.
Right.
But I just put 5 grand into the markets, stocks or crypto or whatever you do, options. Mm-hmm. And that 5 becomes 10.
Mm-hmm.
Now I make 10 my bottom.
Right.
10 is my zero.
Right.
I have a separate savings account. First of all, I have a savings account. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then that 10 is my bottom. And then I take the 10, make that 30.
Mm-hmm.
Then I make the 30, make that 60.
Right.
Make the 60, 150. I make 100,000 my bottom. That's my zero now.
Gotcha.
This is not really. I'm now learning to manage what I have very well, and that is producing more.
That's big.
Now I have multiple accounts with 5 figures in them, and I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I got the accounts because I didn't, every time something happened, I didn't go, oh, ooh, I can afford Louboutins. I can afford red bottom Christian Louboutins. By not doing that and managing well, not trying to look a certain way for people who are most likely broke.
Because
the people who are getting money don't care about that stuff.
True.
They care when it's time to step out, but they don't in general care.
Right,
Steve Jobs, I think if we would have went in his closet back in the 90s,
he was basic
like
with it.
50
turtlenecks. Bunch of
turtlenecks. All black.
Some blue jeans.
Black turtlenecks. And then the blue jeans have been all blue jeans. I never seen them wear anything else. So, you know, but billions, you know, money.
Yeah.
Change the
right.
world.
Right.
So, bro, this is a growth moment today. Because today, and it is not a flex. It's not a flex because, wow, is the drug dealer flexing on the corner? So if anything, okay, it's a God flex, I guess.
Got you.
I wanted to be taken this way. I had a $1,000 bill at the end of that inspection, and your boy ain't flinch. Your boy, I said, Daddy, I made it.
Yep.
Daddy, I made it. I made it.
You just said, bro, what it cost. What's the cost?
That's how much it? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
By the time we discuss this and that, you're like, bro. Yeah. Like, nah, you gonna piss me off. Discuss
right.
it. Just go ahead and fix it. Bruh. Let me get
what's
out of here.
What's the ticket? Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Now here's the blessing, bro.
Yeah, do it right. Yeah, yeah.
Let me. I gotta be dramatic. I gotta take my time with this, bro.
Take time.
And we ain't gonna be here long. We ain't gonna study long.
Do it right.
Listen. He said your front two tires has a little bit of dry rot. I said, I ain't worried about that because we got discount tires. We, you know what I'm saying? Well, they ain't pay for this promotion. I'm going to have to edit that out. Okay, we're just going to do it. All right. So we're going to take it to that place, and they had a little bit of dry rot, and they're going to replace the tires.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I said, cool, I ain't worried about the tires, Pat. He said, yeah, but you got, he said, your struts. Come on. I said, ooh.
Yep.
As soon as he said struts, I said, ooh. Yeah. I know we already at $2,000.
Yeah, I was going to say the labor.
We already at $2,000.
The labor right there.
We already at $2,000.
Yeah.
And so then I said, he said, you see that strut? Got a leak right there. He's in the back. The back, too. All right. Uh-huh. I ain't panicked, but I'm just like, in my mind, I'm like, all right, this going to be
something
hefty one.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, yeah, and I ain't trying to get the brakes. Let me just show you these brakes right here. Mm-hmm. You need new rotors and pads. I was like,
oh, yeah, they got the whole package.
Right. The thing, though, is like, let me show you. That's how you know. It's like, it's almost but, like a pressure point, but it's like.
Did you see the memes?
It gets you to buy.
Did you see the memes? It's a guy going like this, like, right there, and it says, when the mechanic says, but I noticed, mm-hmm. bruh, I like to fell out. I like to fell out. So, look, check this out, Jess. My man, the brakes, rotors, he said, and your headlights need restoring. Mm-hmm. Dang, this jump about to get crazy. Well, bruh, I went and got brakes done for back in the front, rotors and everything.
Yeah.
It was about $900.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Another place.
Uh-huh.
Y'all know.
Oh
yeah, bro. They got. Now I fool with them though.
Yeah.
You know, I hang out with old man at the old boy at the lounge. He's really cool, the owner of it.
Got you.
But they was pretty pricey, so last time I did I got some work done there. But anyway, my man said, so it's brakes, rotors, new brakes, rotors, new struts, the assembly that goes with it.
Mm.
Bro, he broke it down. It was like $600 for the parts.
Mm.
He only charged me $320 for the labor.
Okay.
I walked out there. All I got to pay is $900 tomorrow.
Wow.
Now you tell me where you're going to get all that work done and the headlights restored.
Right.
For less than a stat. I said, bro, hey, God. I said, I got to tell Frank on the podcast. Bro, I'm trying to tell. I don't know what region y'all from, but let me know so we can move there.
Right.
If you can get all the work I just said for less than $900. And I'm not talking about backyard with Uncle Tony, because that's a special hookup.
Right.
You know Uncle Tony, that's cool. You got an Uncle Tony, that's cool, that works on cars. I'm talking about this is at a mechanic shop.
Nah.
And shout out to my Mexican brothers, my El Salvadorian brothers, because I'm telling you,
they nice with it.
Me a deal.
Yeah, they nice with it.
Check this out.
Yeah.
I go to the tire spot, and they didn't touch the back tires.
Mm.
This was before he even touched. He said, bro, he said, your back two lugs was put on wrong.
Mm.
This is when they don't take the time to twist with their fingers first, and then put the gun on it.
Straight to it.
So they just put it on and just a little bit, and it could be offline. They drill it in anyway, and it's crooked, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one, it ain't even drilled all the way on. The two on the right and the back tires, right?
What?
So I said, bro, I said, now I'm hot. I'm like, I ain't care nothing about my man and his little deal. I'm like, bro, they done took my tires off, so I brought it back to him, and I can't call him.
Yeah.
I had to get back in maestro. I was about to go straight before I got baptized. Okay, so I came in there and he was like, I said, bro, did y'all get me, bro? I wasn't aggressive. I said, bro, did you get me, bro? I told you if you take the tires off, you need to. He said, bro, but we didn't take off the back tires. He said, I think somebody was going to try to take your tires.
Oh wow. Mm.
And maybe they saw you coming and tried to rush to. Because he said, bro, it's no. Anyway, whether that story real or not,
right.
He's not trying to hustle me. Because guess what he said? Oh, it's okay. He said, I'll try to pull them off. And if it break, I'm going to replace the struts. Replace the bolts.
There you go. That's good business. That's good business.
They charge like $150, $200 to do that. Because I had two broke before. I had to pay like... No, the bill was like $152, and the guy did it for free because it was his fault.
But it would have been, yeah.
So he threw a lot of sauce in that joint, and so for real. My thing is this. I'm seriously, and I don't mean this in the passive way that I've seen growing up in church. I'm seriously saying a prayer for him. for real. I hope that everything he touched turned to gold. I hope that I hope that he finds God. If he don't know God, that his children grow to be blessed. I hope that everything he touched turned to gold.
That's
for real.
Yeah.
I really mean it. I really mean it. Cause bruh, that was a major blessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
A stack. So now I'm counting my blessings, and it just goes back to what we said, bruh. It is not our job to worry about anything.
True.
Nothing. We shouldn't worry about anything.
That's good. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because literally, it's all day. Tomorrow is going to take care of itself.
True.
So, and then I thought to myself that I'm using God's bank account anyway. I'm no longer using my, I know that if I keep being a giver, all right, that's a whole nother podcast.
That's next.
We ain't broke that down yet. We got to get that to the people on Patreon first. Speaking of.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking
we got to get to
the Patreon is up, y'all.
We back. We ready. We ready for it. So let me say, though, before we move, man.
Yeah.
Did you have that hoodie on when you was at the.
I put that on specifically for this interview.
I had my excuses hoodie on when I was there.
But I definitely had. I
was going to say, maybe if it was the JC Desserts that kind of played a role with you, you know, because I know that name got whole weight.
It does hold weight. Let me tell you.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Next time I'll wear one. That's what I should have did.
They see the
I would have got it for like $500.
I'm trying to tell you, next time you bring the JC desserts out, it's like, whoa.
No, I'm going
to
do better. I'm going to bring them from Cronuts.
That's what I was thinking.
Now you get it for free.
He's going to knock $100
off. I was going to say.
That's 20% off right there.
That's real. That's real. But that's good,
man. That's a six-pack, yep.
That's dope, though, man. That is dope.
But yeah, man.
I love to hear stuff like that, especially like when you think about, you know, the labor is really where they make their money. Like the cost of the parts and all that stuff is already what it is. They'll mark it up, but they ain't gonna mark it up crazy because they know you can find it.
$300 for labor.
That's what I'm saying. For him to do that is like, wow.
You know the struts. It's not just a strut. It's like $92 for the struts, and then it was like another $200 for the assembly,
mm-hmm.
or something like that, or the other way around. But anyway, the assembly it's manual labor to get all of that.
Yeah.
All of that working. Yeah,
yeah man. I wish too. Like I could work on cars a little bit better. Just to kind of have that in the, you know, in the pocket. Like I know a lot of people that can, but you know, having that own ability myself, like you know, I can change my oil and you know, I can figure out certain things. You know, something wrong with a sensor, I see it on the, you know, computer or something. But getting that stuff like that, which I don't necessarily have the space to do it in my own house, but that's something that I do want though, is to be able to like mess around and like actually, you know, not mess up my car, but get around in there and actually get that ability.
I definitely get you.
But yeah.
And I was thinking as you said that too, it's like not only why like somebody would make a deal like that, you gotta love what you do to be able to be like, nah bro, it's my time, my effort is nothing to me. Or in a sense it's nothing to me.
That's
to like put it out there and it's like, all right, cool. I don't mind, you know, lowering the price of food. I feel, bro, I like them. I want them to come back. Boom.
Not to mention, it was my first time. This is my first time messing with these guys.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Got you.
And it was full. The reason why I went with them, because I'm like, bro, you know I got that old Honda Elantra. I want to make sure, you know what I'm saying? He ain't going to be like, bro, the right window didn't go up fast enough. So I went to, you know what I'm saying? I went to 9 Mile Road. I'm like, okay. And I look at the car, I look at the people going in. It's your everyday working blue collar black person
coming
in.
Yeah, that's respect.
And so I'm like, oh, okay, let me try. As soon as I pulled up, the lady said, oh, they the best. I said, oh, okay, they the best. She said, yeah, they the best. She said, you see all the cars, don't you? She said, yeah. And she said, maybe they work with you. They work with you. I said, okay.
That's good. That's a good
look. I went up there and got it done. So, yeah, tomorrow in the morning.
Nice.
I'm getting out, and my car is gonna be like a brand new car.
Yeah, I was gonna say you get that done, you're gonna be driving feeling like.
Because it did have a little knot. If I'm on the interstate,
right,
and I exit, it was a little. I was like, I don't like that. I don't like the way that sound. Yeah, that sound expensive. You know what I'm saying? Right. I said, if it ain't struts, I'm good. I don't care what, you know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't worried about the transmission.
Yeah.
The 2008 good, bro. Yeah. But. But we are definitely firmly thinking about, you know, it's time now. About to get that second joint now.
Yeah, heck yeah.
But let me tell you something. You know, that's a whole nother podcast. A lot of people, Gary Vee was saying this, if you are afraid to go backwards in order to go forward. Wow. Okay, so first of all, y'all said maestro. You know, we moving forward, right. We pressing towards the mark. That's okay, so yeah. Let me give you some context. Yep. I mean, literally like a rubber band. You pull it backwards first, the slingshot, and then you let it go, and then it goes further than it ever could imagine.
Wow.
And so, you know,
just you went full control.
Full control. And so we decided one car. And we've been doing this for years.
Right.
I know I drop her off at work and all that stuff. Y'all like, why are you telling all this? Because your favorite influencer not telling you this. That's why. I'm a human being. I'm like you.
That's good.
I just make great decisions.
That's good.
And I make great decisions. My credit score is up 134 points. 138 points right now since the last 6 months.
Nice.
And so we will have a session about that later too, about how I changed my credit on my own, no help from anybody. But just making great decisions with what I have.
That's big.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, I'm done with the serious and stuff real quick. I just want to have a little good little moment real quick and tell y'all about this name, man.
Yeah.
Apple Store, bro.
Oh yeah, what you all in there?
We gonna get serious in a little bit.
You in that Vision Pro? What you talking about?
Yeah, I was there not too long ago. What's up?
Did you do it?
Y'all tested it?
I did the demo.
They didn't have it in there when I went in there.
I was in DC.
Bro,
listen to me.
Okay.
Listen to me, bro. I almost don't want to do it, but I know somebody else going to do it. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, because, bro, I don't want to be on the record for promoting this. You know what I'm saying? When the war happens, I want AI to remember me because I know they're going to win. But it's scary, bro. It's scary. I don't want them to do the mighty scan as we go in the war. Be like, oh, yeah, get him. He was the one talking about us before we got to this point.
They're going
to scan the internet. Like, Maestro was talking about AI in 2024. Go get him. They're going to get me in 2035. So look, I went in there and I signed up for a demo. Angie got a little attitude because they messed up her time. They told her, like, yeah, y'all can go together. And she said, no, it's kind of an intimate thing. She misspoke. And she was like, all right, fine, I'll leave. Like, Angie ain't playing with you.
What?
Brooklyn.
Yeah, she's like, you out. Yeah, Brooklyn came out. She was out.
Yeah.
And so I put them goggles on. Listen to me, bro. I just want to illustrate it. I put them goggles on, bro. And when I put the goggles on, my man laughed at me. Because I said, hey, bro, what is going on here? No, for real, bro. When you put them on,
yeah,
it gives you like 12 dots or something like that. So many dots. And he says, I just want you to look at the dot. I look up at the dot and a circle's around it. He said, bro, we ain't even started the thing yet. Mm. I said, bro, I'm what? Mm. No, he said, because I'm like, first thing, I'm like, I'm waiting for the revelations. I'm waiting for the mark of the beast. I'm like, I'm not doing nothing crazy. You ain't putting nothing inside of me. You know what I'm saying? But it won't, bro. It literally knows where your eyes are going.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm sitting with it. Okay. I looked up at Franklin. The dots are picture dots here, right here. I looked at the next one, and he said, now go like this. I went like that, and the dot went away.
Wow.
Then the next one, dot, 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 dot. I did it all around. And after I did that, then the Apple home screen, the disjoint with the disjoint, that was in front of me. Now he said, look at the bottom corner. I looked at the bottom corner, and there's a little white little strip like this. I pinched. He said, now move it wherever you like. But I'm talking about 360 behind me. I could put it behind me, and it stays there.
Yep.
Wow.
So all you need is a stool at your house.
Yeah.
You could have YouTube right here, wherever you left it at. You can have your keypad right here working on some presentation. You can have some J's you was looking at, you was about to buy right here. You can have...
Wow.
Bruh.
Wow.
Then you can get up, walk in the kitchen, have the recipe sitting on the counter, but it's not even there. Bro.
It's nah.
I've been watching too many videos. That's
oh, no. Let me tell you something.
I know
it's... You've been watching videos. But this is just like, you know what I say about, you can study a plane.
Wow.
You can read about a plane.
Mm-hmm.
But until you on it and that joker pull off and you feeling nervous and that thing start bumping with turbulence at 30,000 feet, yeah. You don't know nothing about a plane. When you...
Wow.
I want to be there. I want to record it and put it on Patreon so that they can see y'all authentic reaction. Look, bro, I was like a little kid. I said, bro, I had to pull it off a couple times. I said, bro, listen to me. I come from Nintendo. Sega Genesis.
That's all we had.
16-bit.
16-bit.
Now we at 8K.
Wow.
He put on a video of Alicia Keys singing. He said, this is immersive video. Immersive. Okay, we'll put it on.
You know, you got
he put on an immersive words, video. Bruh, Alicia Keys was I'm sitting down.
Uh-huh.
It's calibrated as if I was standing up. You see how short she is.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was short. I said, Angie, I said, is Alicia Keys short? She said, yeah, she's like 5'5". I said, I could it felt like I could have slapped her, for real. I could have ushered. I could have hit the usher. No, for real. Bro, it was 8K. They had the drums. You felt like you was inside the room. I'm talking about instantly. My entrepreneurship cap. Now, we know the doom and gloom. We know AI will take over the world. Shoot, all right, so I don't want to talk about that. But what I'm going to breathe life into is saying, like, bro, I did see the business opportunities of, check this out. I'm not saying what I see for myself, because y'all know, you got to pay for coaching.
Right.
But what I did also see for musicians, you could do shows. Like, Tiny Desk would be able to do paid subscriptions or something. And you can be in the room like those people that be on Tiny Desk in there. You will have that seat, and all around you'll see the people. You'll see, bruh. You'll see your
That's going to.
Listen to me, bro.
That's crazy.
It felt like a door we weren't supposed to open. It felt like I'm gonna tell you the truth, bro.
I hear
it
you.
It felt like we ate the apple all the way. We didn't take a bite, bro. We took this VR where it's going. This is the first one. It costs $3,400. I'm not buying it. If this is the first one, though.
Right.
Remember, Mike Jones used to be the only one with an iPhone. Remember, back in the day? Pastor Jones, the only one with an iPhone. Yeah. It's like, then everybody had one. Bro, when they perfect this, by year 2030, and by year 2035, bro, 2036 years away. By 2035?
Yeah.
Oculus will be in a museum somewhere. Bruh, I'm telling you, man, I wish I was gassing it.
No.
And you know, when you look it up, you see all the people like, well, we don't like it because it feels heavy on the eyes.
Yeah,
bruh,
yeah,
listen to me, listen to me. I know. Do you understand it's the first?
Right.
It only gets better from here.
Yep.
It knew where my eyes were looking and it knew I was doing this. It didn't insert nothing in me. I ain't insert nothing in me and none of that stuff. It just knew by my emotions and it calibrated. And then the switch right here, you can take the room out completely. All right, so I can spin this around and slowly the room vignettes. Blackness comes over everything and it's just this. It could be like this and everything else is black all the way around you.
Wow.
And you can have like, there are certain immersive video home screens where it's so beautiful, bro. You just want to be in it, and you could just meditate. For real, like let's say, 6 in the morning. When I like to get,
that huddle.
I can't talk about
that
on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
No, not the huddle. I can't talk about.
Oh,
it's about to get crazy, bro.
Yeah.
All right, listen up. This is Stro saying, get ready to embark on a journey to wellness with our incredible sponsor, Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. I want you to imagine reaching for the next level in your life with other individuals who are just as passionate as you are. Join Franklin and I every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for group coaching calls designed to transform your mind with proven strategies and high-level accountability. You know, in the chaos of life, self-care often takes a backseat. But what if I told you that creating the best version of yourself could be as simple as immersing yourself in the right environment with others who are hungry and the culture of celebrating each other is already established? Hey, what if I told you that switching the lens on your big goals and dreams, you know, looking at them differently, would make them more manageable? Think of your dream like a huge block of ice. Well, to make that an ice sculpture, you'd have to start by hitting it once. In our sessions, we believe in balancing the five pillars of success: mind, body, spirit, soul, business. We come together to share what we call small wins. These are small goals that were executed this week that will ultimately lead to these big dreams that we all have. It's a call to action, an invitation to take your success journey more seriously and make every day a success. Your new chapter begins now. Join the movement towards becoming the best version of yourself with Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. Join today by visiting patreon.com/maestroturner or visit our website at www.maestromotivates.com.
Stuff though.
I'll go to commercial break and edit some of that out.
We good. Yeah. So, fellas, man, we here, man. Let's start to build off of some things here, man. So, talking about watching your mouth, right? The words that you're using, how you're using them, and the benefit or the issues that can come from not watching your mouth. Like Justin, I mean, thinking about, you know, where you come from and where you are now, just how your language has changed along the way. You know, before maybe you were trying to do something, but now it's JC Desserts on a hoodie, you know, chocolate on a shirt with the logo there. So just want to build off of that. You know, what's some things that you know your perspective on watching your mouth?
Well, when you first said it just now, it was like, am I talking to someone else? Like, are you mentioning this as talking to someone else? But then, like, as you kept going, it was like, I'm talking to myself.
Right.
Throughout this whole journey, it was, I think it's super important, like, the way we talk to ourselves, our inner self.
Mm-hmm.
Not just when we're alone, not when we're just journaling, writing your diary, whatever the case is. Really, how do you speak to yourself? How do you speak to yourself about others? How do you speak to yourself about you? It's super important. One of the biggest things that made me kind of switch lanes, even like joining the group here,
right,
it was the why. The way I use why and the way I use how, I would say.
Yeah. I like that.
For example, just like how I got in a one-car accident yesterday, or whatever, 2 days ago, whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
It was the other car on the other side of the road. They hit something, came across the road, hit me. Of course, we in Southside, nobody stopping. Nobody stopping over there.
I'm in New York.
Yeah, so like instantly I was like, I saw it happen in slow motion. Boom,
that's
hit the car.
I on it.
It do. Simply just pulled over. All right, what's next?
I like your car too, man. It looks like, it's low maintenance.
It's low maintenance, but it's expensive to fix.
Yeah.
Expensive.
I believe
but,
that.
But yeah.
That's like, why you felt me. Okay.
Bro, that 1,000.
You might have to holler at my boy.
That'd be a minimum almost when I go to the Mini Cooper. I'd be mad. Not no more.
But still.
Because God's good.
Yeah.
But nah, it's like...
Yeah.
I could have been like, it could have hit me, and I'm like, dang, why this happened to me? And then been stuck there. I think in my unmature age, that's where I was.
Right.
It's like, why is these bills coming at me? Why is whatever is happening to me? And it's like, you really put yourself in a bubble, and it's like, oh, the world is out to get me, or whatever the case is. Eventually, I started to transition out of that into not why is something happening to me, but what is its purpose? Like, it's getting me ready for whatever has come. So if it's something bad, all right, cool. Now it's like, all right, that happened. What's next? What is this preparing me for? Is it just making me more patient? Is it making, making me learn how to handle whatever finances? Maybe I just got $1,000, and then as soon as my card, get hit, boom.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Not knowing that was actually the balance.
Right.
Exactly.
It was actually the...
You
complaining about the blessing that was handed to you, man. So you could have it.
Right. Cool. You good.
Yeah.
Watch your mouth, son.
Yep. Blessing too. What if that little accident, that little fender bender is the blessing? What was supposed to technically happen, that thing was supposed to go through my windshield. But being blessed is done. It's done. So it's like, you got to keep it pushing. Keep it pushing. Understand?
Press forward.
Yeah. Yeah. Life is not out to get you.
No. It's happening. Not everything is happening to you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's facts. It's happening. You literally run into the same, it really is a cycle. You literally run into the same predicaments, the same things happening throughout your entire life.
But if your mind isn't clear enough, sober enough, not high, you don't notice the cycles. You just be like, oh, dang, this is happening. You just keep giving that emotional response back to it every time. And that God set up the universe. So it just keeps sending you that same test over and over.
With different people. It could be a different situation.
Different people, situations, whatever.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. The only thing you are truly like in control of is your response to it.
Yeah.
And that will, to me, it really is breaking the cycle. We always talk about like generational wealth and all this stuff. How do we break the cycle in that?
That's big.
But no, it's a cycle. We're like, what are you doing to break whatever cycle it is?
That's big. That's big.
Yeah.
Like me and Monty was talking about this the other day. Like, what was we talking about? We was talking about the Great Depression, like creating different avenues of income to where, like,
people's businesses thrive.
Exactly.
And you know you're going to eat.
Exactly.
Because people are going to need to eat in the Great, if another one happens.
Exactly.
Position yourself.
People want to feel good. You get that $400 check, whatever. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you like, dang.
You just recalibrate your price to match the times. And
they taking out tax. They taking out Medicaid, whatever.
Come on.
And you seem like, dang, that's 400 already. God, let me go to McDonald's and give me a little snack to make a
little snack wrap.
Bro.
Old snack wrap. I used to bust them joints down back in the day.
Let me get a little four for four. It's not four for four. Is Biggie in
the store? They done changed it to something.
Steak bagel.
Oh yeah, that joint was the truth.
The steak bagel before.
Yeah.
We're such an emotional creature.
Yeah.
Like, it's to our detriment. If you're not like really aware, really focused on like what's going on in your surroundings, it's really your own emotions could be to your detriment.
And you know, it's funny too. You know, you think about like, you know, I look at my kids and like something happens. And right then in that moment, it's like, you know, I'm just talking about my daughter, because my son, he forgets it quick. Oh, yeah, Katie. Next episode, we're going to dig into to some things that she's been getting into. But besides this, but
yeah, catch some raw moments and put it on Patreon. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's tons of that.
Not to the World Wide Web, but to our family.
No, yeah, there's tons of that. She is a star, but you know, just seeing how, you know, in a moment, you know, she's like simple, something like, no, we can't do this right now. It's the end of the world in that moment.
Mm-hmm. What's and that then, sign? She a Cancer?
She's a Capricorn.
She a Capricorn?
But yeah, in the moment, she's like, you know, it's the end of the world. And then maybe three, four, maybe a minute later, she's on to something else. Like, uh-huh. What just was that big of a deal? And, you know, this is a kid. Granted, they may not have, but in their age, in that moment, it is a big deal. But the same thing, no different than an adult, where whatever it may be that came across that in that moment, it was a big deal. But then really, when you think about it, a minute later, you probably could forget about it.
That's the problem.
It's a whole different
thing.
When
I was a child, I acted like a child.
Still.
When I became an adult, I put away child's things. There are adults still throwing temper tantrums.
That's it.
As adults.
That's it.
They doing what your daughter's doing as a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll see you next week. let me read this.
Yeah.
A self-fulfilling prophecy is an expectation or belief that can influence your behaviors, thus causing the belief to come true. The idea behind a self-fulfilling prophecy, also known as the Pygmalion effect, is that your belief about what will happen drives the actions that make that outcome ultimately come to pass. And I like what Wikipedia says. It says, self-fulfilling prophecies are a complex phenomenon that involves multiple psychological layers, states Dr. Albers. When you set certain expectations, those expectations can lead you to notice certain things, but not pay attention to others.
I like
your mind focuses on details that confirm what you expect.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like going through your significant other's phone and they are not doing nothing, but you looking for
something's there. Yeah.
Who is Charlie? That's my stylist, you know, Charlie. Oh, my bad. You talking about Charlie, your girlfriend, Charlie? Oh, my bad. My bad. I was looking for you to.
Yeah. That's big. That's real.
Your homegirl, like Charlie. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro. And you just looking for it.
Yeah.
And it ain't nothing there.
Yeah. And you think about, too, like the whole, you know, we were talking about the Vision Pro and, you know, the impact overall of what was coming with the advancements in AI and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. But still, you could be concerned with that for sure. But this right here.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, this right here, to me.
You could start.
Yeah, that's bigger than anything that you know.
You could position your business for what's to come, or you could sit and wait for Terminator to walk down the street with his gun.
Exactly. Like, that's a big deal. Like, paying attention to the wrong details, you know, you're missing it. Focusing on stuff that you want to see that ain't probably really there. Not as bad as you think it is, but.
So we have to watch our mouth. We have to watch our mouth because what we're saying is coming to pass. I think you've seen me use this example, Franklin. I will go to schools and I will have a couple students come up. I'll give an example and I say, okay, so I'm in line, I'm at the bank. And I say, man, I'll be on the phone with my boy. I'm like, bro, you know it's going down tonight, bro. It's Friday, I got I'm in the line now, about to deposit my check. And let me tell you something, we turning up tonight. Turn up, just attracted Justin, who's about to turn up tonight, but he got fentanyl, he got some crack coke, he got some real strong stuff he working with,
right,
and now I've attracted not only like me, but worse.
Mm.
Rewind, I'm on the phone and say, yo, bruh, man, we about to go up this evening, the meeting about to be crazy, Frank's coming, Stroke coming, Justin coming, JC Desserts, bruh, Timon coming. we about to talk about these investments. We about to investments. As soon as I said investments, this guy is a six-figure earner. Mm. He invested in Microsoft when it first came out. He's invested in Bitcoin right now, and he's also in stock options.
Right.
You see how it's a self-fulfilling prophecy? The words that are coming out of your mouth are directly deciding your circle of influence, and your circle of influence will decide your destiny. I promise you.
That's real.
I promise you, if you got five broke friends, you about to be the sixth. You about to be the sixth broke person, okay?
That's good. That's good. Hey, look. I like that, though.
That's true. That's
I
true.
Like that.
Yeah.
Amen. If that's it, then we done. Because I'm trying to tell you, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think that's about...
I think we're good.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, look, I do want to say thank you to everybody that has signed up for Patreon. We are going to feed you. One thing you ain't finna do is walk out of my space and say,
it ain't possible.
Bro got my money and I ain't seen him since.
It ain't possible.
Not saying it. It's not possible. We in that joint. Yeah. We in that joint. Let me tell you, I already posted three times already. We just opened the Patreon. I'm like, bro, oh no, y'all gonna get this work.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be, let me tell you something. I don't wanna give cult vibe. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to walk in and be so overwhelmed like, bro, he's in our face, he's having all these calls and all stuff. But listen, I'm just saying. It's not a cult. It's not you getting into my world and you're worshiping me.
Right.
That's not what it's about.
Right.
What I want to do, first of all, I have a gift to do what I do. I'm a master communicator, y'all. And so what I'm communicating is personal development. And that is a consistent, it never stops. It's just you keep growing. And so I'm on that journey. You can study at home by yourself. You sure can? You can open up a book and read by yourself.
Right.
But the moment I got to turn on my lights and read for you or read with you and help break it down for you, that's when I'm providing a service. And so now we are charging for it. Why? Because it's value. Okay? Mm-hmm. So we're saying, study it at home. But what you're not going to do is think that we out here trying to hustle. We out here trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're trying to make a whole bunch. First of all, there ain't a bunch of money. Yeah, we ain't seen that yet. We've been doing this for a long time for free.
That's real.
And Coach E.T. has helped me structure this and really set the value and it's just crazy. People are signing up. People are signing up for one-on-one coaching like never before. They were already signing up on the low, but I put it on Patreon. It's out on my bio. It's more, we're just, like Justin, he got the website and it says, this is how much it costs for Cronuts.
Yeah.
If you don't put a value on it, shoot, we still in the podcast.
How much longer are you going to do it alone? You know, there was a time where I was doing it alone. And when you do it alone, you just think you're more smarter than you really are. You think you're more brilliant than what you really are. Everything is dope. And when you bounce ideas off of someone else, it makes a difference. When you go to somebody else and you actually strategize with no feelings, just principles, solid strategies, it's a game changer. And so I remember being a musician. I've been playing for 30 years. And so in this 30th year, I've been playing since 9 years old. I'm 38 now. And pretty much my whole life. I remember hooking up with Beans, hooking up with John, hooking up with multiple people. That it was at least five of us just coming together and doing the same thing, same mentality, fearless, going after it, and we believed, flat out, we believed. And so it's different when you run with other people. I didn't know that I had coaches. It was unofficial, but I had coaches. And so if you're tired of doing this alone, you've been doing this on your own, you have hit this glass ceiling, it's just glass. We're gonna break through that thing. And I'll give you my strategies. Above all, we're gonna help you change your mindset. We're gonna help you make different decisions. Because success doesn't require you to look out of the window, it requires you to look in the mirror. It's just some different decisions you gotta make, some different people you gotta keep in your circle of influence. Listen to me, above all, the mindset. So if my voice resonates with you, if our spirits are connecting for whatever reason, then don't play with it. Strategist.maestro@gmail.com. Email me. strategist.maestro@gmail.com and just write simply in the subject and the body of the message, coach me, and we're gonna get the process started. Okay, all right, I will see y'all on the other side. No excuses, no days off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like for my wedding cake tastings, it says it right there on the website. It's $60. You know, you come in, I sit down with you, we go over everything, mm-hmm. all the details for about an hour. That's usually how long it takes. And then boom.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, when it's up there, it weeds out everyone who's looking just to have a free cake tasting.
Right.
Everyone who's looking to waste my time.
The takers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The takers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
These people with to-go plates, they don't plan on blessing you. They're okay with mm-hmm. you working 18 hours or mm-hmm. 40 hours a week, 80 hours a week on putting that cronus down, laying down that butter and doing what you do and slaving yourself and them getting it for free, and they don't even plan on sending you a Christmas card. And after they drain you, guess what? They go on to Frank next, they go mm-hmm. drain him, then they gonna go to me, then they gonna go to their mm-hmm. cousin and their mama and yeah. their grandpapa and grandmama, and they gonna drain them too.
Yeah.
No, we done with that. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, you're putting your value on it. And I feel sorry if you come from where I come from, where people demonized you making money off of what you're good at. And you know, it was very demonized when I was growing up. You know what I'm saying? You're prostituting your gift and all stuff. Like, look, I don't know nothing about that. What I do know is that whatever my hands find to do with all my might.
Right.
And I noticed that most of the people that were in church were asking for it for free. And this lounge right here said, we're gonna pay you, we value your talent.
Right.
And they never pressed me to have a drink. They never pressed me. So I'm able to be a man of God and not compromise when I go in there. If
right.
you can't, that's your business. God called you to just be in the four walls. I get it. So I'm going out in these streets
right.
and doing the work and getting paid while I'm doing it. I'm speaking. I speak at the schools for free, like, you know what I'm saying, especially
yeah.
locally here. When
yeah.
I got to hop on a plane, I'm charging you.
Right.
When I got a good drive out from mm-hmm. Richmond, I'm charging you.
Right.
When it's time to do corporate work, it's
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we're not even going to talk about corporate.
Yeah.
And so it's just, we have to make sure we understand the value we're bringing to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
we're
it.
Talking about that and helping entrepreneurs with that. I helped Gimme Pound with that, helped Justin with that. Like,
yeah.
yo, you got to set your value. And when you, let me tell you something, if you put enough hours in it, man, I did it today. I said, bro, this is my 30th year playing music. I said, it's 52 weeks in a year. That's over 1,500 weeks.
Mm.
That I've been doing this. And some people quit after six.
That's the difference.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
I'll say this too.
Come on, bro. That's value.
That's
when,
it.
When you have, especially in this group setting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a person who's coming to get coached, if it's something paid, I want it to be paid. Because I know from there.
You ain't gonna miss a session.
Yeah. Personally, yes.
You pay for it, you ain't
personally, yes, you're not missing the session.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I know that everyone else in the room is serious about getting development.
That part.
That's big.
I know I can talk to somebody else. They're looking to get help. They're looking to give whatever they got, their knowledge.
If I didn't drop this much, everybody in here dropped it. Oh, we about to be up.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Yeah. Right.
I'm in here with other people crazy enough to invest in themselves, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So let's see what all the fuss is all about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, before we get about here, the 6 a.m. power, the 6 a.m. huddle.
Yeah.
6 a.m. huddle. Listen, y'all. The 6 a.m. huddle. We're not gonna tell you what it is. We're just saying, just come. Just come see what it is.
Yeah.
It's starting in March. So in March we're starting. It's already in house. We're there, and our powerhouse friends, our people that we respect in this in our space, they have access to it already. We're already doing it.
Right.
It's 5:05. Okay, it's 5:05. All right, so our 6 a.m. morning call on Monday morning, be there.
Yeah.
For the month of March, I am coaching you. Timon is coaching you. Franklin is there. Justin is there. Timon is I'm talking about, and yeah, we're coaching. And so you just gotta come.
You gotta come.
Mm-hmm. What a sacrifice to get up at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
on a Monday. Ain't nobody in there but killers.
Yep.
Ain't nobody
it's
in there but gorillas.
It's the perfect time.
It's the perfect time. It literally is.
It's not like, oh, it's another thing I got to get up in the morning.
No.
And
you can listen to her while you're getting
time.
Dressed. Cash
yep.
be in there, she's just getting
yep.
dressed.
Yeah.
Her little hair be done. I'm like, go ahead, Cash. Look, you getting ready for work. Got her little leather jacket on.
You are literally getting ready.
People driving.
Yeah. You are getting
just
set for the week.
And I'm feeding you. Timon, feeding you.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna tell you exactly. It's a special format we got mm-hmm. to it. It ain't like 8 o'clock a.m. power session.
Right.
But it's powerful. And
Well, I'm not going to talk about after March, because we're going to be talking about this in March while we're doing it with you all on the podcast. So, yeah, that's going to be fire, bro. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. March Madness. You know what I'm saying? March Madness.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
How can we spend more time with entertainment, March Madness, than time with the Creator? That's all I'm saying.
That's it.
It's disrespectful.
That's real.
So we were 6 a.m.
Yeah.
6 a.m.
We
I know you need to go to patreon.com/maestroturner.
Yeah.
Get involved. For people who are not ready for coaching, you just want to come to the 6 a.m. Sessions in March.
Yeah.
And the 8 o'clock sessions, those are free.
Yeah.
Those are free. So see, we ain't dogging you, dog. Well, I don't know. I don't have the money. Okay, don't have the money. I get it. I don't speak to not having the money. Excuse. I say I'm getting the money. Yeah. No, I mean, we ain't gonna say shit. I just speak life.
Right, right.
I'ma find the money. Because I find the money for the Red Bottoms. I find the money for the DJs. I find the money for everything else.
Yeah.
And why anything that got to do with helping yourself,
where am I gonna get that from?
And another thing I was convicted on, I'm like, bro, we just really not givers. I said, bro, I'm starting to live by the commandments for real. Like, and I'm not talking about just the 10. I'm talking about all of them. Like commandments, like trust in the Lord and lean not on your understanding. That's a commandment.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about just the 10. I'm talking about be fruitful, multiply,
yeah,
have dominion, and subdue the earth. Subdue the earth. Take it all. That's a commandment.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about when we got so stupid and so simple that he had to put it on 10 on 2 tablets. We was already gone by then.
Yeah.
Anytime you got to write it down, you in trouble. You like, bro.
That's it.
Anytime you got to write the rules down, bro, we needed some real development.
Nah, that's big, though.
And so
that's real.
I'm living by these parts. I'm like, yo, I'm ready to drop a stack on. I told Josh today, I was on the phone with Josh from Black Alley today. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Black Alley in D.C. I said, I'm dropping a stack on my car, and I should be dropping a stack on you because you're my brother. No, it said love your neighbor as you love yourself. Right. I love my car enough to put a stack into it, but I don't love coaching enough to. I don't love Justin enough to say, you know what, bro, yo, this is a seed.
Yeah.
Because I believe in what you're doing. I should be dropping a stack. So that's my challenge now.
That's big.
I can't let my car bill, I got to match that with something I'm giving to one of my brothers because I'm my brother's keeper. Am I?
That's right.
Do I love my neighbor? They said neighbor.
Yeah.
Love my neighbor as though it was myself. And yeah. I love myself to make sure my ride is together.
Right.
Timon is driving to Germana College every day.
Yeah.
Just about every day, about 4 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to pay for his oil change. Put your money where your mouth is.
I was going to say, that's it, man.
You feel me, bro? No, that's the way I feel, bro. I'm on a whole different mode now.
That's a fact.
I'm on a whole different mode.
That's
bro.
A fact.
If I be who I say I am, if I be a man of God, I'm not talking about motivational speaking. I ain't talking about coaching and no musician. I'm talking about, it said, love your neighbor as though you love yourself. It said, are you your brother's keeper? Like, do not envy your brother.
Mm.
Do not envy that guy, nor his manservant. Nor his ox or his donkey.
Right.
That means don't even look on your timeline.
Right.
We got to start giving, bro.
That's
we got to change our whole mode. And so when we're changing our whole mode, we like, okay, whatever it is, I know I'm going to get it right back. Luke 6, Luke 6, 30 something. I knew it was Luke 6. It's in Luke 6. Give and I give it back to you, pressed down, shaking together. And it says, with the same measure, I give it back to you.
Right.
So now, why in the world wouldn't I give my brother a stack?
Right. Right.
Where do I sign?
Yeah. It's what you're gaining, not what you're losing.
What you've gained.
That's it. We done. We out of here. My man Justin has shut it down. All right. We done.
That's what he
done.
Do.
That's it, bro.
That's what he do.
You can close us out, bro.
Yeah. Definitely, man. Always great. Always great to build with you brothers and you know the audience, man. We appreciate y'all completely. Let's get out of here.
Make sure y'all check the episode. We released a powerful episode last week. The masterful Glenn Gibson. I mean, I don't know what else to tell y'all. we bringing y'all the best. I thought about not even releasing it and just putting it on Patreon so people get that crazy vibe. This man has millions of views. He plays for Nord Keyboard. He has played for Kim Burrell, Karen Clark, and all that. We're releasing that interview to you, all right? And I got a big interview that's in the making right now. A big interview in the making. I'm going to tell y'all that after we get off. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, and I'm just going to close it out. Look, y'all. If you're listening, get off that fence. Make the commitment. Make the commitment. Like, for real, you've been doing it by yourself for how long? 20 years? 30 years? 40? Woo, that's a long time to do it on your own. Listen, I'm asking you to allow me and the crew to be a part, be your new family, your new part of your community, and allow us to help you take your life to the next level to create the best version of yourself. I'll see y'all on the other end. Listen, y'all, the dream is free. But the hustle sells separately.
That's it.
See y'all next week.